Torah on Mikates, page Chanukah, page 66, second column, middle of the page. Today's class is sponsored by Avram Aradian for Hatzlacha and everything. Okay, thank you very much. The Alter Rebbe is explaining that the seven candles in the Beis Hamikdash correspond with the Shivarayim, the seven shepherds. Because there are seven shepherds and eight Nesichei Adam, eight anointed ones. And he explains what is the definition of Rayim, a shepherd. They graze others and they become grazed. And he says that's the level of Ava, like the seven Midas, Ava, Yira, and so on and so forth. And that's the parnasa that the Yid gives to Hashem, Mefanis and Lavim Shebashamayim, because just like the Neshama, in order to be in the body, it needs food. For Kaviyachal, for Hashem to be in the world, it needs food. What is the food? Torah, mitzvahs, and so on. So he says, let me just find the exact place. Okay. A few lines past midway of second column of 66. This level of the Reyim, of Parnasa to the Yidden, Hamshach of Tchinas Pneumius, is a Hamshach internally, which is Teirasa of Seich Meoi. Like David HaMelech says, your Teir is in my stomach, meaning, Kmei Hasogit HaTeir, Shei Musig V'nifes B'sichli, Psak Halacha, in order for a person to be able to make a halachic ruling. That means he has to digest all of the opinions and all the things. Like it says, because according to the seichel, that's the way the Ava is. Because we learned, seichel stimulates midas. You have a bigger seichel, you have bigger midas. Or broader midas, whatever. Like a shepherd that great feeds and drink, may gives to drink the sheep, which is aspos achayis b'pnimis. The chaim b'chol dirt. And same thing in every generation. Hemrochi alfi Yisrael lam lamda meisim teira. This refers to what urayim in every generation, the people that teach teira, the leaders of the community. Like the Gemara says, an Amir said something, and he said to him, Meisha shaper comment. Meisha, you said well. Who was it about? It was about Rava. Shinikra Rava, Meisha Rava was called Meisha al Shem Shoyim Malamit Teira. Rava said a statement. So somebody said, Meisha Shaper Kwamet, Meisha you said well. He's not Meisha, he's Rava. But because he was teaching Teira, he's like Meisha Rabbeinu in his generation. And he says, here, one second. That you learned the most from your students, meaning that when you teach, you gain by it. Like you said before, the Reyim is grazing others and becoming grazed yourself. Like the Gemara says, Tamida Yesimi Kulam, I learned a lot from my rabbis, I learned a lot from my friends, more from my friends, and the most I learned for is from my students. Because the student is by asking questions and so on. So he said, "V'chein l'maylo gilyan sabachoch milo," which is ichlurim. Okay, so he says seven are the seven shepherds. But achin in the sichi adam, but the eight anointed ones in the sichi adam, haynu she'em b'chein esreim u'malamdom liyisrael kamei shavavis. They're not called shepherds. Why are they called shepherds? Because they don't graze the Jewish people. They don't teach them like Meisha Rabbeinu and the Ovis.
Nesich comes from Nesach? From Nesach?
Nesich means anointed one.
So Nesich
is the source of Nesach. Nesach. Rakim tzadikim tmimim. But they're a complete level of tzadikim k'mer Yishai. Like one of the eight, the Gemara says is Yishai. Yishai, Shaul, Mashiach, Eliyahu. The Gemara says in Bar Basra that Yishai only died b'iti shel nachash. The Gemara says there were a few tzaddikim that only died because God decreed death at the time of the snake. On their own, they were so perfect they wouldn't have died. And these are the Shmein and the Sichei Adam. We don't even find that level. The Gemara doesn't say that Moshe Rabbeinu only died because there was death decreed in the world. Nevertheless, it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Shmein and Nisichei Adam, like it says, Zichir Uteiris Moshe, Mashenken Yishai, Shulohaya Urei de Moshe. He wasn't a shepherd like Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't find that Yishai taught Torah or things like that. Afal Pikain. Nimtza by Miley Yaseira, there's an advantage of him over Moshe Rabbeinu, Shutamin. Acha Meisrak Be'ita Shonach. Meaning like this. There's an advantage of shepherds, and there's an advantage of the eight anointed ones. Seven shepherds taught, and because of that, learned. And in the Shmein and the Sichei Adam, we don't find that they were people that taught Torah so much. Of course, they did, but that wasn't their thing. But they're complete that they only died because of the Nachash. Avon the Sichim. And he says, so like we mentioned yesterday, feeding is internal, right? They eat internally. Anointing, you don't internalize the oil. It flows over your head. That's more of the level of makif, the superficial level, the encompassing level. It's only external. Like he says, when you anoint a king, what do? You put oil on his head. That he controls the people. It's not premius. And the Alter Rebbe says in the parentheses, it's a mashal. Like, there's a difference between somebody who teaches you and somebody that affects you just by their behavior. You can see sometimes a holy person davening. He's not teaching you a word. He's not even talking to you. But he has an indirect influence on you. He says, you see the way the tzaddik is davening with love and fear, such the fire.
Enthusiasm.
Yeah, and that affects you. But it's not internal learning. You didn't internal get anything from him in internal level. Okay, now. Bottom line so far, the shepherds internalize, then the Sichei Adam are anointing, it's makif, it's the external level. Now, bottom line, Achneida, Shamak, Machinis Gavayes, Miapnimis. By the way, it's interesting about Mashiach, the Rebbe always quotes this, Mashiach has both advantages. Because Mashiach, the Gemara says, and the Rambam says, and the Medrash says, Mashiach not only is going to be a king, but he's going to be Melamed Torah. He's going to be teaching Torah. Torah is Shal Mashiach. So out of all the eight and the seven, Mashiach is a unique one of all 15 that he has both advantages. Makif, Melech, Melucha, and the level of Pnimius. He's going to be teaching Torah. So why is Makif higher than Pnimi? Kimiakifim come from the level of Misevim Kolalmim, comes in the level of Sevim Kolalmim. And the Pnimi is the Bechinus Mamala Kolalmim. And he says like this, Chayin Aldera says, interesting Gemara. He says, Chazal tell us, G'dele Shimusha Yaisim Milimuda. Serving a tzaddik is greater than learning from him.
I'm coming to your house.
What? By the way, if you're washing the windows in my house, you're not helping me. You're helping my wife, if anything.
How about waxing your shoe? He doesn't do that.
Anyway, the Gemara says, in fact, whoever, when the Chassan says, the Chassan Maimed, this Gemara is brought down. It says in the Pasuk, Pei Yoshev Elisha asher yotzek mayim ayidei Eliyahu. There's a pasuk that says, here sat Elisha who poured water on the hands of Eliyahu. So the Gemara says, it doesn't say who learned from Eliyahu, it should have said he was a student of Eliyahu. Mikan shem shimusha yogodol milimuda. Serving a tzaddik is greater than learning. And Alter Rebbe is explaining now why. Luchayde, he asks, but learning should be greater than serving a tzaddik. But so, why is serving a tzaddik greater than learning from the tzaddik? When the tzaddik teaches you, you're learning knowledge. When you serve the tzaddik, you learn behavior. When you serve a tzaddik, that means you're always around him. You're not in the class. The tzaddik is teaching a class, so you learn in the class. The person that the shamis, the one that serves the king, the melech, whoever got, or the Talmud Chacham, they actually learn behavior. So it's 1 minute. They're not learning seichel. It's not pnimius.
Right.
It's not pnimius. It's makif. But the Gemara says that makif is greater than pnimius.
Knowledge is higher than behavior.
No. Because if you learn and don't behave the way you learn.
Yeah. Being a mensch is more important than being a scholar.
Why is Dan Chayetz Kadma
L'Teira?
Because if Teira is not brought into, the Gemara says, a person, Halemet Amanas Shaloi Laasis, a person learns with the intent of not keeping, meaning they're going to learn about Shabbos, but they don't intend to keep it. They're going to learn about kosher, whatever. The Gemara says, his embryo should have never turned over, meaning he should have never been born. Because Teira is not Chochma. Teira is Heira, how to live. The constitution of life is Teira. Wisdom, you could be a brilliant doctor and live unhealthy. You could be a brilliant moralist and be immoral. I mean, one thing has nothing to do with the next. So he says, that's why Makif, and he says, Hagam shebelumudei hu hashpa primis and shimishes chitzenius. He says, nevertheless, mekabel ayidei zeh yesi yirah shemayim. Because again, you see how the tzaddik lives. That affects you more directly, and therefore it's greater. And that's the level of b'chinas makif. Ki mashi yochli esnim shebesechal talmud eina rak ha'ora levad misechal harav. Because when you learn from the rav, he's only giving you, you don't know the essence of the Rav Seichel, that's infinitely greater. You're only getting a little bit. Therefore, you don't understand your Rebbe until 40 years. Meaning, through the seven anointed ones, in one respect, the evil is pushed away more than through the Rayim, more than through the shepherds, because Makif is stronger than Pnimi. So internal pushes away evil, but not as much as the external force, which is too great to come into a vessel, and that's why it's external, that is a stronger power. In other words, like this. From Avram, you have a Yishmael. From a Yitzchak, you have an Esav. Because from Rayim, Hashpa Pnimi, you can have external because you don't get it correctly, if you don't get it correctly. And he said, V'chein ha-saga sa-teira, Amir azal ha-mas milim ba. There's the people that are right and left, and therefore it's early as gam keman shochem mishmein and nesichi adam. Pchinus makifim shemakif mesame eni achitzeni. Because the Gemara says the expression makif pushes away the eyes of the evil forces. So what Alter Rebbe is basically going to lead to, Beis Hamikdash is seven candles, Chanukah is eight. Beis HaMikdash represents the Shivarayim, the seven Midas. Like we learned already many times, it says, Chassidus Sichas, why were there seven branches on the Menorah? Why not three, two, four, five, six? Because like the Gemara says, V'chila Eru Tzarech, The Menorah was in the most internal part of the Beis HaMikdash, right outside the Holy of Holies, yeah, in the Heichal. It didn't give light to the Beis HaMikdash. It didn't give light to the Beis HaMikdash. So if it's not there for light, you want to have a Menorah, okay, light one candle, two candles, three candles, five, dafke seven. So the Chassidus explains that because there's seven midos, there are different seven different ways of Shiva Rayim. There's Avram's style and Yitzchok's style and Yaakov's style and Moshe's style. You know, all different ways of serving Hashem b'pnimius. There's seven midos, yeah. Right? And that's why Aaron had such a complicated thing with lighting the menorah, because he knew he wasn't lighting a candle. Big David Yukal lights a candle. Aaron lagged shvachas shalad and shlishina, that he didn't change, because Aaron understood when he lit candle one, he's lighting up all the chesed Jews and all the gevurah Jews and all the teferes Jews and all this Jews. And it was a big aveda. And that explains also why Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rebbe explains, why Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, he didn't, niskasha Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu did not have, with the menorah, he had a problem. So Hashem said, throw into the fire. Yeah? And out came out the menorah. Okay? Then there's another issue. Only the menorah, from all the kelim, Beis HaMikdash, the menorah had to be the only one that was miksha. Miksha means it was not piecework.
One piece.
They banged it out into the menorah. Why? What does Hashem care if it's... you can't tell the difference, really. So Chassidus explains, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't understand how could one Jew illuminate all seven different types of Jews? If you're a chesed Jew, then you can light chesed. If you're a gevurah Jew, you'll light up a gevurah. One, how, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand, how could that be? So Hashem said to him, the menorah is made from one piece, meaning the sheirish, like the Rebbe says in Tanya, chelek olakami malmamsh. Every Jew originates in one place. Then it's beat out as the neshama comes down into the various different levels of the neshama. But in essence, in the source, all neshamas are one. So Hashem said, throw it into the fire. There's the fire of the neshama there, Hashem nishmas Adam. And in that, all Jews are the same. But the reason why there were seven in the Beis HaMikdash was because it's Shiva Rayim. The Shiva, the seven different ways of serving Hashem. And because of that, the menorah was only allowed to be lit during the day. And because of that, the menorah had to be lit inside the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because the Shiva Rayim, because it's internal, doesn't have the ability to illuminate darkness.
Does not,
because Pnimius can only do Pnimius. You're a Keli for it, you got it. You're not a vessel for it, you don't have it. One second. Therefore, it could do it. Chanukah is a level of Shmein and Nesichei Odom. Chanukah is more connected to Mashiach than the Shmein and Nesichei Odom. So therefore, because it's the level of Makif, it's a much stronger power. Therefore, you can light it at night, illuminates the darkness. And dafka outside, not inside. Pesach Beisim Yibachutz. That's the Alter Rebbe is explaining. That's the difference. And then he'll come to Beis Shammai. Why? What's the connection between the bulls of Sukkis and Beis Shammai going downward in the count of the menorah?
Rabbi, where is the wine in all this?
Wine?
Where is the Hasidim?
This is.
No, the Rebbe says, we are not the level of oil, we are higher than oil.
No.
We are wine.
We're not wine. No, oil is higher than wine.
No.
Yeah. Wine.
Isn't Hasidim wine?
No. Kabbalah is wine. Chassidus is oil. And oil is above all liquids.
It
makes everything liquidy, oily. This pshat, remez, sod, sod is Kabbalah secrets. Sod, samach vav dalet equals 70. And yayin equals 70. That's what the Gemara says, nichnas yayin, yotze sod. Simply means, when wine goes in, out comes secrets. Simply, when you're drunk, well, you talk too much. You say the truth. But Chassidus explains, yayin is the level of sod. Because what's yayin? Yayin is hidden in the grape. It's hidden. You look at the grape, you don't see wine. You have to torture it, squeeze it, and then you get the wine. But then the Rebbe explains in Kuntzes Yonishot Tereshachsidit that oil is even higher because oil is the essence of everything. You could squeeze anything and make oil out of it. Oil is the essence of everything, and therefore it floats above all liquids, and yet it oils everything.
It affects everything.
Which is Yechida, which is a level of Chassidus, which is Shemen. So this is Shemen, not Yayin. Shemen in the Sichei Adam, you don't anoint with wine. You anoint with oil. Because oil is higher than wine.
Didn't we learn that the windows of the
Beis HaMikdash went outward? Right.
So to spread the light outside?
Right.
So over here, it says that, no, the light is not coming outside.
No, where it was lit.
Inside the Beit HaMikdash.
But the menorah light didn't go out. The Bechlal, the whole light of the Beis HaMikdash went out. It wasn't only the menorah.
Oh.
Normally you make windows in a house for the light to come in.
Yes,
right? This one went the other way. It was narrow and then went broad.
But this is not physical, right? They're not talking about physical light.
Well, the windows were like that, but it's spiritual and therefore physical to a certain extent.
It wasn't the menorah, right?
You know, the menorah didn't shine up the world physically.
The whole Yerushalayim wasn't lit because of the menorah?
No. Physically? No. No. Your Hanukkah lights light up the world, the city.
No, that's a miracle over there.
No.
Okay.
Because they lit tons of lights.
So what is the purpose of the window? What was the purpose of the
window? To show in a physical way, because therefore it shows in Ruchni's takeaway, that the Beis HaMikdash enlightens the world.
Oh, wow.